socioeconomic issues, relationships, whether filial or otherwise, cultural trends and emerging trends. The conversation starts with Let's Talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good evening and welcome to Let's Talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. How you doing? Okay. I didn't hear what you said, but I'm hoping I'm well. It is the 14th day of the fourth month in 2023, the second Friday in the month of April for this beautiful year. And as you know, how time rolls, it's literally flying, taking us to the end of the month and the beginning of another. Until it all ends. I don't know what the end of time brings, depending on what you subscribe to. If you function from a religious perspective, then you believe that the end of time will bring about judgments. Those who belong in heaven will go. Those who don't will go to the other side, wherever that might be. Many people I know, including myself, will say it's hell. Some will say there's no... Anyways, let's not get into that. The point is, time is flying. That's the point. So make the most of it. Eventually, when it ends, we'll all see where we belong. All right, on Fridays, we have a whole lot more fun than regular days because it is the beginning of the weekend. So it's a little more music. It's a little more laughing. And at some point, as you can tell, if you follow the show, I'll have two guys invade the studio and literally take over because I love to hear them talk. All I do is ask questions. And I'm in awe of the answers they give. So when they come, we'll discuss what we have to discuss. But for now, I want to talk about love. Yes, indeed. I've talked about love countless times. As a matter of fact, it is impossible to exhaust everything connected to love. Songs have been written, articles published, movies. There's just too much connected to love. And you literally cannot exhaust the topic of love. As a matter of fact, most mainstream artists, most people who get into music, express love in some way. Even your gospel songs, they talk about their love for Jesus. They talk about their love for their spouses. So love is important. It runs the world. But somehow it seems to be in short supply. But let's talk about love from an age of innocence. From a time when we have not spoiled. Right? When you were younger, maybe even a child, what was love defined by for you? I was going through some of those memories today, and I thought to myself, wow, we really have come a long way. So we'll be looking at your love from an earlier time, a time when you didn't know about it. Now, oh my goodness, your love is poisonous, it's dangerous, it's lethal. Your love can kill. In fact, it has killed. It is looking for who to kill next. So let's take the venom away from your current day love and put back the love in love. I hope that made sense. Anyways, I'm going to look for a love song to play. And when I return, we'll talk about your love. The idea behind this is to keep you here. Right? Okay, thank you.
And now, let's talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Still, Let's Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. I play two love songs. I call it Love by the legendary, iconic Lionel Richie, lead singer for the Commodores until he moved on to launch an iconic solo career. And we all know that. We all know Lionel Richie. Anybody who says they don't, there's a problem. It's possible they were born in the last 10, 15 years, possibly. Because we're talking iconic, right? And an artist from today wrote to me, Love Rhythm. Now, this might not be a fair comparison, I agree. But the truth is, they are both love songs. As a matter of fact, they both have the words love in their titles. Lionel Richie's song is called I Call It Love. Rotimi's song is called Love Rhythm. So there's love in both. But you see, with Lionel's song, I look at you, you look at me, it describes the process. They call it, I call it love. It's a kind of video you can even watch with your family. He reach Rotimi turn. I don't say too much. I'm just here to touch. Touch what? Inside love. Now, dude claims he's expressing love, but you are telling the person, I'm just here to touch. Is that not a threat? Imagine a policeman tells you, hey, hold it here. So what do you want? I'm just here to touch. Raw no. So it doesn't sound like the material for love. But it's a love song. Should I play it again? The answer is no. So the point is, many times we feel things and we believe it's love and we express it the way we feel it. But when a person hears the message that you are passing, you say, my brother, this thing, this thing you just described sounds like armed robbery. This is not love. You want to destroy somebody's daughter. So in what ways have you expressed the love that you think you feel? Because when it hits you, you believe it's love. But your intentions will clearly state what it is. The topic for tonight is love letters. Love letters. Yes, indeed. I don't think it's mainstream now. I don't think a lot of people write love letters today, 2023. I'll be shocked if I see a love letter that was written and someone says it's from last week. Because technology has kind of, you know, redefined the way things are. But when I was in school, we didn't really have mobile phones. Right? So love letters were the text message of the time. And you'd realize that people start loving from a very early age. Again, as a child, you're not sure if it's love, but you know that there's one girl in your class that you like. Let me use that. Oh, you're not yourself when you're around her. As boys in school, we thought the thing was happening to only us. Until later, we now realize that girls used to like boys too. I'm like, wow, are you serious? That's nice, though. By the time we became seniors, of course, it was confirmed. There were some girls who liked boys that were sure. But when I was in JS, I didn't think. It's not like I didn't think, but the way girls were behaving, it was as if they were doing us a favor by just looking at us. We suffered, though. We saw things. So did you write a love letter in school? Did you write a love letter? Today I was looking up love letters and I realized that they have the same vocabulary. It's almost like there was a love letter masterclass where a person said, sit, this is how you write love letters. And too many people related with that language. If so, doxology. I pick my pen from the basket of love. I have no idea why that was a cool thing to say. But at the time, it worked like a charm. Oh my goodness. Now, I did not write love letters. I'll take that again. I did not write love letters in school for myself, but I wrote love letters for people. And now that I think about it, I wish I had charged money. By now, Elon Musk and I would have been, you know, pointing fingers. You didn't say you get money. So, by the grace and mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ, it was clear from an early age that I was able to string words together. I had my way with words in both writing and speaking. And by the grace of that same Lord Jesus Christ, we have to give him the credit. I had a good handwriting. When you have that combo in school, you're a superstar. So my writing was fair. It was better than most people. So people would come to me to help them write. And being a superstar that I was, I say, of course, it is what we do. I remember one incident because that one backfired. Onyekachi, I think I've shared this story. So Onyekachi liked this girl called, was it Chinyere? Abi Chinyere? I know her name starts with Chi and ends with Nye. I think it's Chinyere, one dark skinned girl. This guy liked this girl. Like, it was bad. If it were today, we would say that the girl has jazzed him. He liked this girl. We know they hear what. This was like JS3. I know we're not seniors yet, but still small boys. The boy could not get, like, he was crazy. The problem is that Chinyere didn't like him. Which at the time we saw as the normal behavior of girls. Because girls, their blood, they hot. But it seemed like Chinyere liked another guy that I knew, Frank. And what did Frank have going for him? He was the smartest boy in class. Frank was the one always taking first. I think I should look him up on Facebook to see where he is in life now. They're intimidating us with first position. How life, Frank? Anyways, back to the focus. Sometimes my thoughts wander. So Onyekachi liked Chinyere. And he came to Sam Oracle Chinedu. I was not Oracle at the time. I wasn't sure who I was supposed to be in life. Say, he needs me to help him write a love letter. And because I kind of knew, like, he wasn't, she didn't even have respect for the guy. Let's even forget love. You know, it's like somebody does not even behave like you exist. And I was like, you know, I don't think. He said, no, that he loves her. He knows that if he can express his feelings, she will fall. I said, okay. So I took my pen. Then the pens that we had were Bic. I can't remember if Eleganza was still trending around that time, but it was Biro now, blue and black Biro. Nothing special. And we tear foolscap sheet. Oh, if it's not foolscap, you open your book to the middle, you tear the two pages at the center. And then I started writing. Dear Chinyere. Again, I can't remember the words, but I try to sound as poetic as possible. Speaking all the grammar, crossing the T's and dotting the I's, but telling this girl that if Onyekachi does not see her tomorrow, it's possible he will not live to see the next day. Letter written, I gave it to the guy to proofread. The useless boy did not even say, "Now you write and don't worry. I trust you. My brother, what if I use that letter to check the girl for myself? He trusted me. And he was right to trust me. So he folded the letter. I don't know how he gave it to her. Maybe he gave one girl to give her something. But the message got to her. And we had the worst, maybe 2 or 3 days of our lives in the entire school. Because the girl got the letter, read it, started laughing, and was calling all her friends to come and read it. You know when somebody is mocking you? Now, you don't have to be too smart to know how a girl who likes you would react to a love letter from you. You know, she will smile. She wouldn't want anybody to see it if it means something to her. Bad as he bad, she will show one or two close friends. But when they read your letter and they are calling everybody, come and see. Chai! Onyekachi ana. And we had, you know, spies to check on how the letter was received. It was not received well, my brother. Why did I say my brother like I'm talking to a guy? It was not received well. Sooner rather than later, not too long, we were summoned. She reported to a teacher. They called me because everybody knew my writing. In school, somehow everybody knows everybody's writing. They knew it was me. And they called Onyekachi because, of course, the letter was addressed from Onyekachi to Chinyere. And they told us to kneel down. If I catch that Chinyere, I was so angry. I wasn't even angry at Onyekachi again because I warned him. Like, I didn't even have, I started even feeling bad for the guy. I was angry at Chinyere. And the man, "You small children, is this what you know how to do in this school? Your parents sent you this one, that one, yeah?" After every 2 minutes, I don't know if one was losing his memory, he would tell them to remind him. "Say, what is this one doing here?" "Say, sir, he's the one that wrote the letter." "You, this small boy, you. I wrote letter. I'd not kill somebody. I wrote letter. "Sir, you are walking against love. You don't know. The way you're shouting, you have not felt true love." Onyekachi felt really bad because he was embarrassed. I was angry, but he was embarrassed. And for the first time in a long time, I saw students behave rationally. So, of course, boarding school, secondary school, generally. So the news spread that, Onyekachi wrote letter to Chinyere. Sam was the one that wrote it for him. And they reported him. And, you know, funny enough, to my greatest shock, everybody blamed Chinyere. Like, it was so bad. Even girls were insulting her. the man, I think he let us go or something, and when I was leaving, I told the guy, I told you this girl doesn't like you. But it was really a bad time for her, because people were like, what is wrong with you? So, I mean, it happened. I helped a friend. I ended up in prison. These are things we do for love. It's not today I've been saving people. Anyways, the point is, love letter writing was a secondary school trend those days. I will be shocked if I see that today somebody's writing love letter. I would like to rub off the wrong way. There's something wrong with you. There are phones now. There's DM on every social media platform, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Every platform has direct messaging, right? There are so many ways to reach out now that taking a pen and writing a letter is wrong. So let's just say that the last set of love letters ended. When did GSM come into Nigeria? Let's say maybe early 2000s. So that is the conversation. As a student in school, secondary, I'm hoping, because I won't expect anybody to start writing love letters from primary school. Did you write love letters? Do you remember the content? And did you also receive? Call me and tell me. Now, the good thing about love from that time, and I have read a few love letters, is there was an innocence about the expression of love, which is something I liked. Honestly, the person who told you they loved you just structured their content around just seeing you. Most of those letters, you don't read anything sexual. There's nothing dirty. It's not, I want to do this. No. It was really about the way you make me feel when I see you. I want to see you more. You know, all of that. Most of love letters was really around just being around the person. And honestly, I realized that the people who had sinister motives, the ones who wanted to do crazy things to girls, they didn't actually write love letters. They didn't have time to come and be explaining. So love letter at the time was reserved for love, or what we thought love was supposed to feel like. So call me and tell me. I'd like to get your love letter story. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. I have some love letters which I'm going to read. 0817-923-0007 and 0009. Turn off your radio as you call me. WhatsApp is 0809-03-06-416. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Sam.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Spice from Garrison.
Spice, you're here again.
Yes, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So which one did you do? Did they write to you or did you write to someone?
As usual, they wrote to me, but I wrote to people. Okay. I only wrote one for myself, actually.
You wrote a love letter to yourself?
No, like I wrote one for myself and I wrote to someone on my behalf.
Okay, from you, okay.
There are times I used to write for people.
Wonderful.
According to my headmaster in my primary school, she actually named me the Shakespeare of our time.
Hold on. You guys were writing love letters in primary school?
Oh, you would not believe it. I charge for it, sir.
I believe it. I have a problem understanding why.
The thing is, our generation is more exposed.
I don't understand. Did I tell you that I'm 60? Which one is our generation? Let's say I don't hold.
Okay, last time you went to a primary school probably in the 1990s.
I refuse to answer that question, but go ahead.
Probably. I went to primary school in, 2006, 2007.
Okay. You can use your generation if you put it like that.
So, it was, we are more exposed and what many people will call corrupt.
Yeah.
But I don't see that. I say we are more enlightened.
Wow. From exposed to enlightened. Very soon you will say you are more educated. After you say people had more sense.
No, continue. No, we didn't do that one.
Okay. So do you remember the name of the person that you sent your love letter to?
I remember her full name actually.
Spice.
Her name was Precious Thompson. Precious. From Cross River State.
Ha! Now, wow! And do you remember the content of the letter?
Yes, and I will tell you for a fact that if I don't know if you listen to Ed Sheeran, Shivers.
Yeah.
The first line of that song.
Really?
Was the last line of my love letter.
So basically, Ed Sheeran stole your lyrics. Wow!
Exactly.
Lord have mercy. Spice.
That, I took an arrow to the heart.
Yeah.
Yes, that was. I remember I used that in one of my letters.
Man, and I honestly thought Ed Sheeran was creative. How could he do this? How?
I don't know how he did it though, but maybe it's just something I didn't, you know, develop. Maybe he just took it over.
Well, I listen to a lot of his music, but with what you've told me now, I can't continue knowing that he's a fraud. You know, it's just so wrong.
No, I mean,
no, it's just true. If he can take from Spice, maybe he has stolen from me too. I don't know,
Mr. Sub. I didn't say it. I'm saying it
on your behalf. Don't worry, I will defend you. I'm saying it. Since all of us want to be crazy in this country, he stole from you. Okay, so Precious Thompson was the girl. Did she receive it?
No, I didn't give her.
Ah, I don't understand.
Eh? Because of home training. That letter was in my bag for more than 1 month.
Come on. So you wrote it and you never sent it?
I just had it, but it was in my hand. You see, when I was in primary school and most part of my secondary school, I was just very quiet. I didn't talk to anybody.
Wow.
So I was basically on my own. So I was now like, how am I even going to walk up? I can't even give it to a friend because the people around her, she was the smartest girl in school then. So the people around her, they're not this very, I want to say, mentally sound people. They are this, they will laugh about it. They will first of all take it and read it and laugh and decide whether or not they would give her.
Hell.
So I was low on confidence then. So I just decided, instead of let the poetic genius go to waste, maybe that's why Ed Sheeran recreated it. God gave this genius to Ed Sheeran and he recreated it and it became something very nice.
Wow. And look at him making it. And you're here calling Nigeria Info. There's no problem.
Should have had a girlfriend then.
Thank you very much. Because of your call, I'll have to play Shivers, but not now. I need to take more calls. 0817923-0002. Hello?
You for no speak now.
You say what?
You for no speak now.
See, let me be honest with you. It's on Nigeria Info that I'm a gentleman. I'd a boss bottle before I come here. Don't
key your battery.
No. Don't bring back that part of me. Please. Let's respect ourselves. Good evening. What's your name?
Good evening. Good evening. Baba brother.
All right. Welcome, Baba brother. Did you write or did they write to you?
I didn't write. They wrote to me. In fact, it was just once.
Wow.
It caused trouble. And I think it ended in my life. Baba.
Wait. You're moving too fast. Just once.
Yes.
Once is enough, my brother. How many were you hoping to receive?
I want to ask, are you shocked that primary school students are writing letters?
Not really shocked. I don't like it. Let me put it like that.
Okay. Also, about my own primary school, they are writing letters. Secondary school is too far now.
Now, secondary school, we start our own, no, my brother. No, and from there, we begin the love.
We start our own for primary school. Oh.
We started loving in secondary school. No, we're primary.
2005.
Okay.
So, this game. But unlike the innocence that comes with it, I thought I was not innocent, too.
Hell, Shinaike.
That girl wanted to send me to my early grade.
Oh no. That's
but
not
the
good.
Thing was this. I didn't get the letter.
Really?
Why she was writing it? Someone saw her and saw my name on the paper. The person dragged it from her. I was like, why are you writing somebody's name? Why are you writing that? Not calling out the name on the paper. Everybody was now, alas, why are you writing somebody's name? They now took the letter, like the biggest boy in our class then. He now took the paper and he read it. Then he figured out what it was. He just laughed and laughed. So as the person that their name was being called, I said, let me see who this is that has my name now. I read the tune.
Oh my goodness, man, that must have been embarrassing for you.
I read it somewhere inside me. I felt weak, but they said, went to the reporter, to the headmistress. I said, I beg, I'll go. Just let the young woman be, I beg.
Well,
she doesn't even know what she was doing. I didn't even know what she was doing. But, P.S., the Oracle,
yes?
If any girl that her mother is a food vendor,
okay,
girls that their mothers are food vendors, and I'm not stereotyping actually, but on the majority of them,
yeah,
I fear them.
Hold on. When you say food vendor, are we talking book?
Mama put.
That put it in context. Because if you're a food vendor, it'll be as if they are doing home delivery.
like I said, I'm not stereotyping, like majority of them.
Okay, so this girl's mom sold food.
Was a food vendor, and this is the type of exposure they have. You know when they changed the new 10 naira and 5 naira note to cellophane?
Yeah.
She was the first person to get it in the school.
Okay.
Even before the people that are running, even before teachers, she got that money. She brought it to school. Teachers were looking at the money. That was the level of exposure the girl had. Yes, you can imagine. So,
well,
I'm
sorry for the trauma. You went through a lot. sorry.
It's fine. Thank the Lord.
It's okay. All right. Well, two letters, not delivered, but written. Spice kept it in his bag, and Aba brother had his own, delivered to him in an unconventional way. Remember, I'm still going to play Shivers by Ed Sheeran to understand the crime that Ed Sheeran committed against not just Spice but humanity. Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry for what, my brother?
Hello? God, I'm sorry to thank you. I want to tell you about two calls. I want to tell you about two calls that broke the record of calls. We're back in school when I was in secondary school.
Hold on. First of all, do you know where you are? Okay, you got that one. Secondly, do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, I was sent love letters in secondary school, right?
Okay, I just wanted to be sure.
I think I made a mistake. So, I want to tell you about two love letters that broke the record of love letters when I was in secondary school, okay? One actually was written by a cousin of mine, okay? So, as a background, I went to grammar school, so you respect the level of the quality of the love letter. So, it's been so many years. I finished secondary school in 1994.
Okay.
So, I've forgotten a lot of things about the letter, but yes, one thing that stood out that will never be deleted from my memory until I go to my grave.
Okay, what is that?
So, this guy is finished writing the love letter and now use the love emoji, you know. No, that's nothing like I'm a GSM phone.
Yeah.
You know. So we employ our creative parts to do a lot of those things. So this my cousin now used the love emoji to end the letter. So he started with the big one, through a very big apple shape, the second one a bit smaller, and continued like that. Like 20 of each for the small line of the dots, okay? Now, he finished writing the letter, and one of the senior students caught him red handed.
Why are they always catching people, for God's sake?
Are you with me?
I'm with you, my brother.
Yes. So, they caught him. You know, he just said, shut up, I'm talking. It was a taboo, do something something like that. So when we came for night class that evening, after the night class, the center we have found is missing for the night class, they were like, okay, someone was caught writing a love letter. And the love letter would be read for everybody to hear. So the guy that was reading the love letter at the end, he wanted to read everything, including the love emoji. So this is how he read the stuff. I can never forget it. So I started with love.
A lot of mercy. Okay. Okay. Now I get why you would not forget that. Oh, I just lost that call. Oh my goodness. So love letters were like contraband. Because so many people had to hide. And too many people were caught. Now that I think about it, I'm glad the call has ended. Sir, please attend to that child in the background. Wow. Messages on WhatsApp. Good evening, Sam. The pen that was trendy back then were Bic, Reynolds, and that 3-in-1. Where Sabi misbehaved, my dear. Okay, so you eventually corrected it. I think it's 4-in-1. It had red, blue, black, and I think there was green. The one you wanted, you just pin it down and it come. That pen is one of the worst pens that have been created in human history. They should have just done one. Let's know it can't spoil. Yeah, I think I had one of those pens. Andrew, evening, sir. Andrew, my name is Sam. I received love letters from 3 best friends without them knowing they have written to the same girl they have feelings for. Okay. I never loved any of them. I was so shocked to receive letters from them because I have never noticed them in any way. Hannah, Iyoyo. Thank you very much, Hannah. But I wish that you could remember the content of those letters. Yes, I wrote my first love letter when I was in JSS2 to Ruth. Love then was heartfelt and promises were kept. No be lie. I got my first love letter when I was in SS2. Her name is Stella Wake. I could remember her last line. She said, Clef, nothing will stop me from loving you. Super story. Wale Adenuga Productions. We are nothing but pencils in the hand of the creator. Nothing will stop her. Where are the both of you today in life? You see? Assuming that there was judgment based on what we said. Thunder. I'm looking for the super story effect. I don't know if this is it. Super story. Life of strife and sorrow. Thank you very much. That's what it was, Clef. But yes, it honestly felt good to be loved. No kidding. Sam, you cannot believe it. I had a girl then who I loved so much. When we were in secondary school, the girl loved me too. During our long-term holiday, we all went home that holiday, but before we went home, we exchanged pictures as to be seeing ourselves in our physical absence. Wow. Sam, can you believe that I wrote a letter to this girl? And before I went to post the letter, rather than posting this love letter, I held it and began to cry. Remembering the sweet memories we had when school was in session. That is what love got to me. Wow, my brother. It's not a small thing, though. What did we think we were doing then, though? What did we think we were doing? 0817923-0002. So let me go through some of the love letters that I saw. And for a lot of people, it was about impressing the other person with grammar. Sometimes it was about using what you had learned in school. You know, if they just taught you something in biology or chemistry, you incorporate that into the letter. And another thing that was happening is sometimes students were even writing letters to teachers. Oh, yes, indeed. Okay. So this is something I saw, even though this sounds exaggerated. Says the girl writes, time and ability plus double capacity has forced my pen to dance automatically on this benedicted sheet of paper. Why this miraculous thing happened is because I love you spontaneously. As I stand horizontal to the wall and perpendicular to the ground. You never think when I teach this topic for class, I'm almost certain. I only think of you since you are a fantastic and fabulous guy. Please stop haranguing with the feelings in my heart because I love you more than a snake loves rat. Wow, that was smooth. I don't gonna lie. I might even use that on my current day girlfriend, my wife. Let me see if I'll copy it. Hold on. Okay. With the feelings in my heart, because I love you more than a snake loves rats. Nothing could make me not use this line. Nothing. Let me just save it. Okay. If I let me tweet it now so that I will not forget. I'm sorry, it has happened while I'm live on air. Stop playing with the feelings in my heart, comma, I love you more than a snake loves rat. Kai, this is mad. Okay, I just tweeted it at Sparkling Oracle on Twitter. Yes, that should also take you to my Twitter. That's my latest tweet. Thank you. If you see his retweet, please. It's for love. We're doing it for love. Yeah, moving on. To me, each day starts by thinking of you and ends by dreaming of you. No, there's no way a child wrote this. Shakespeare knows. What am I reading, Bikono? Each time I see you, my metabolism suddenly stops and my parastat. I give up. You're not going to ruin my tongue. I'm sorry. Oh, the boy replied. Okay, now I have to finish the girl's letter so I can read the boy's reply. My medulla oblongata also stopped functioning. Yes, I remember. I remember when we were in school, we also used medulla oblongata because when they taught us, the thing sound heavy from out. Crazy, 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 you may say, but this is true. If only you knew what is going on. Who is this person? What is going on? The words here are too big, even for me. I can't pronounce some things I'm seeing here. This thing don't be primary school picking. Where did I get this letter? I beg. Let me go to WhatsApp before I bite my tongue. Hi Sam, I wrote a love letter to my then girlfriend in GSS2. We both loved each other then, genuinely. We're still in contact today, though she's married now. Wow, really interesting. Okay, Sam, I don't remember receiving any, but I sure wrote for people, and then I did some courier work too. The best part was writing into the letter, waiting the note send you to write. That was the best part. From Enuamaka. Yes, Enomaka, I can agree with you that if you wrote for someone, you would spice it up. Because again, they've given you the contract to write it. 0817923-0002. 0817923-0003. 0817923-0007. And 0817923-0009. Oh, someone has retweeted my tweet. That's nice. That's good. Thank you. Keep it coming. Hello? Oh, my. All right, call back if you can. WhatsApp is 0809030646. Please turn off your radio as you call me. So there's another letter here that was written to a teacher, a corps member actually. You know, they post corpus to schools. And this is from a student, right? This is an actual letter because they screenshot the letter and put it on the internet. The letter is addressed to Kopajide. So it says, Kopajide, you might be thinking I'm too small for you. Wow. But I know I love you very much. I have liked you since the very first time you introduced yourself in our class. Anytime I look at you, I feel very... Okay, I think she has a problem with her spelling. And you're very nice. I think this should be very happy. And you're very nice. You don't flog. I love you very much. And I'll do anything to show you how much I love you. I know you don't have a girlfriend because you don't talk about her. So I want to be your girlfriend. This one is under duress, so a promise always be there. And I know, okay, I don't see this part. Promise always be there. Did I read this thing before coming on radio today? Because I should have. Okay, let me scroll to the part where I can actually see. I can't stop thinking about you. I always want to be around you. How you joke and play with us in class. I like you very much. I know I am beautiful. Ha! Oh, my, this girl. Her confidence is something else. And I know I'm very neat. I love you so much. Please reply. Abubakar Aisha. Ha! Oh, wow. This couple should run. Oh. Okay, so we had students who had crushes on teachers. And it worked both ways. Male students crushed on female teachers. Of course, female students did as well. I remember when we were seniors. I think SS3 or so. There's one guy. Is it Felix? Yeah. I think Felix was his name. Told me that there was one GS2 girl that wrote him a love letter. I said, ah, that'd be a small thing. And he showed me. And he kind of read like this. But again, she was just talking about how every time she saw him, just similar to what this sounded like, she was really excited and she would like to see him. Senior Felix, you know, they start calling you senior when you become a senior. Please, can you be coming around our class just so that I will see you? The joy we just got from seeing the person we liked. I wish life was still like that, honestly. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening, Sam.
Good evening. What's your name?
Tinubu on the line.
Who?
Tinubu.
Tinubu? Not Tinubu, I hear my brother. Oh, Solomon. Sorry, I heard Tinubu. That's why. That's why. I want to show my... Solomon, how are you doing?
You want to
laugh, Tinubu. No, I honestly heard Tinubu. I'm not even joking. I'm not making this up. I'm sure somebody else heard that.
No, that was why you were reading the letters. That was there. Okay.
I know people don't write like that because of technology now. You know, you might not need to write a letter.
Yes,
those love cards. It's true. I didn't even remember card. Oh. Yes, so.
You gotta buy those short cards and they will write those love things.
Oh, my.
You will package them, put them inside.
Oh, Lord.
Inside it. Oh, God.
Yes.
No.
I just remember the cards. Thanks for reminding me.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, so love cards were a thing too, you know. You just buy a card and send it. And those cards had messages. If you sent the card, it felt like you were the one that... The message kind of felt like it came from you. And then they used to sell those cards in school. Well, I've suffered for love. We've tried. So if we're in wonderful relationships today, we deserve it. Because we are so deceived very long ago. Sam, I never wrote a love letter, and I wish I did, but I remember reading a novel where someone wrote a love letter. Some of the super lines were, I saw you in a dream surrounded by H2O. I stand at the door of your heart. I ask that you open it, that I may come in and sup with you. You are the oxygen in my water. The thought of you is moving from my brain to my spinal cord. My brother, this thing is sickness. You see this thing you wrote here? This is an ailment. Check your nearest hospital. There's nothing about this thing that says love. Please. So that we know what we're dealing with. But thank you for sending this. Sam, love letters was viewed by a few of us then for the shy guys. Wait a minute. Why haven't I gotten a female caller? Okay, let me finish reading this. The only love letter I wrote in secondary school was the one I rewrote with my fine handwriting for my classmates in JSS2B. To a girl in JSS2G. Okay. Federal Government College, Rumokoro, Port Harcourt. And then, funnily, I did finally write my own love letter in form of a poem in 2020 during my NYSC service in Taraba. Wow. Taraba. There's something about that state that I like. So cut the short story. Okay, to cut the story short, it was 14 February 2020, Vows Day. I had my eyes on two beautiful coppers. So on the evening of the party, the MC introduced me and I read my poem to the hearing of both souls and later got gifts from them separately. I still see that poem in my diary where I wrote it till date. Each time I flip through, Mali. 2020 was like 3 years ago. What? Let me see your profile picture. What are we discussing here? Okay. I read that you be man now. Oh, am I reading this wrong? All right, the next one. I once wrote a love letter to my teacher when she was single. I wrote letters 4 times, anonymously. I told her the next one I will include my name. But I realized she was dating another teacher. I don't understand. What was your plan? As in, you were hoping that she would be there for you. Yeah, not serious. You want to eat big fish. I mean, a big meat. How do they say that thing? 0817923002. I'd like to get every kind of caller, but I think I'd like to speak to a female caller at this time. You know, so if you're a lady listening, please call. Did you write? Did you receive? What's the deal? I have to play at Sharon's Shivas in honor of our friend Spice, who was robbed of his creativity by Ed Sheeran all the way in the UK. It's really sad. That's how they keep taking from Africa. Right? They keep doing it, but we're very sorry, Spice. Call back if you can. 0817923 0002 0817923 0003 0817923 0007 and 0817923 0009. Okay, so there's a small problem that has happened now. I would explain this after the song. I think I need to play that song now. Stay with me.
And now, let's talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Let's
talk. Welcome back. It's still Let's Talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. We're talking love letters. I've gotten lots of feedback from guys, and I'd like to hear from a lady. Did you receive, more importantly, did you write a love letter? If you remember the content, send it. Ben from Port Harcourt on WhatsApp says, I wrote a love letter to my first crush. Although she was embarrassed, but she always refers to it anytime we talk, and her expression tells how much she loves reading through the lines. It was since I was in JSS3, and up till today, was still dating. Wow! Ben, I would like to talk to you. That's beautiful. I see your profile picture and I still want to talk to you. Okay. This one says, again, Sam, there was one girl, the three of us, so much loved her. We decided to write a love letter to her. We, of course, did. The girl started secondary school before us. After writing, the sender's name was the three of us. Called the three brothers. When this letter was delivered to the girl at Umuola Girls School in Eche, all the Choba girls in that school read this letter we sent during the holiday. When they came home, we all went on the ground in Choba not to be seen by this girl. I don't understand. This is that joint tax force. You, the three. Now, wow. Good evening, Sam. I'm Nna Bright from Rumu Kalabo. You won't believe it that I still have the love letter I received from a girl in my secondary school. Wow. In 2011, I kept the letter because the words she used were so charming, and anytime I go through it, I would just smile. It was fun. Although I never wrote then because I was always scared. So, Nna Bright, can you take a picture of that letter? Can you snap it? I mean, you sent this message via WhatsApp. I would really love to see that letter. It'd be like, say, you go do 5K giveaway so that our sisters will call, oh, my dear. I might just make it 10 or 20K. But let's see. For the next maybe 5-10 minutes, I'll try to get those calls and move on because our guys are here. 0817923 0002 0817923 0003. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Oh, my goodness. Good evening. What's your name?
I'm Karina.
Karina, we've been waiting for you. Welcome.
And I've been calling now. You haven't been speaking.
Don't mind me. That's how I behave. Okay, so Karina, did you write or did you receive?
I wrote, I received, and I got into trouble at every point.
Wow. Which one came first?
I received first. I think I was in JS2 and he was in SS2. We were living on the same street. His compound was like 2 blocks away. He was living 2 blocks away. His mother was a fruit seller, so he was for me liking and loving. I was giving me plenty fruits always. I was eating fruit with my friends. It was a fruit festival, fruit cantata. And one day, you know, there was an small shakarana.
Oh my.
I think there was a day I was starting calling his attention, but he didn't hear, so I was angry. And now I wrote a letter and I was like, I don't want to take all those your gifts again. I don't want to talk to you again. All those kinds of things. Somehow, my cousin saw it and showed it to my stepmom. I landed in trouble. They pressured me because they're so careful then that we don't used to put our name so that because we are called. So they pressured. I refused to tell them. They use that one. It will not work. They panic. And I chose to write that letter because if I saw him in person, I couldn't tell him.
Yeah.
After all that wahala, I think a year or two later, they moved down to like 7-5 streets away. So that was how that was in job. Then when I was in SS1, my friend, her elder brother, was like, he was out of even secondary school then. So we were saying, I was like, I like your friend. And she was telling me I was not taking it serious. One day, she now came to my house. I wasn't going to school. She was going to school, so she gave me the paper. I didn't know. I just hung it in my wrapper. It came. My sister now saw it. I've not even read the letter. They were the ones that started. I'm from a very big family. Hey, God, all the girls. There are like 8 girls. And there are some of them already in higher institution. Jesus, because I was the smallest. Jesus, they started reading this letter. This letter was something else. With all the... If it's to that, I'll call it a dirty work. Because on the side margins, you see hearts with arrows, baskets with bent, sleeves, all sorts of things. I was saying, I picked up my golden friend from
the basket of love.
The
Oh my goodness.
It was so funny. They were not shouting. The elders of the elders say, Jesus, you know, oh my day, somebody has already told me this kind of love that I wanted to die. I said, God, they should show this thing to my dad. They need to. But that got me into even a bigger problem because then he ended the letter and he refused to use his name. He now used a girl's name. He used Philo instead of his name somewhere. So they now said, so you went only really to go and do Lele. You joined Lele. I said, which time I love this?
Oh.
I didn't know what to do. They were like, I must show them. I must take them to. And I said, that one will not happen. They did everything. But because of all, I just avoided him. I always just shut him down like that. Because of that thing, my dad sent me on an exile to my mom's place. I had to stay there for like 8 or 7 months so that I would lose contact for where.
Wow.
They didn't know that even while in school, the sister was still bringing me cards, stuff like that. And
Karina.
I was not that because I landed in trouble that is bigger than what I expected.
Well, thank you. That was quite the story. I'm going to ask my guests in the studio about their experience. Knowing them, I'm sure they wrote a ton. Hello?
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name?
My name is Oyi.
So Oyi, the question I have for you is not did you write, is how many did you write?
I did not write and I did not receive.
What are you doing here now? Why are you blocking the way? Oyi?
I won't be able to help me and ask God question.
Okay.
I did not write, I did not receive, but there's somebody I was crossing on, you know. When I'm coming back from school, you know, I'll always be looking at him, you know. And funny enough, the first day the guy called me station will come, I run away and I never took that road again.
Hell.
Growing up, I was very scattered. I was, in fact, till my 16, 17, I was still playing with children on the road. So maybe that was why I did not get all those letters. Just feeling bad right now.
Sorry, Oni, sorry. But now you are, you're in a relationship now.
I'm married.
And that's, you are the last bus stop now. Forget the things of the old. Leave all those things. They don't matter.
No, but I'm just saying that the last caller, I really enjoyed her story.
Yeah.
She didn't experience it in her house. So maybe because, seriously, even my elder sister, I was asking her now if she had any letter. She said no. I said, what happened?
Sorry.
To us?
You were God-fearing. It's good. Your father will be proud.
No, my mother.
Okay, your mother.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Oni. Okay. Hello, good evening. All right. Let me take my WhatsApp messages. Sam, just to remind you how writing such letters back then helped us in our construction of good sentences, good handwriting, and vocabulary. Imagine what our graduates are doing today. Is it from HA? Well, writing generally, and besides love letters, I know that while we were in school, we did more writing. We wrote a lot, you know. It did help. Hello?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. My name is Israel, and I'm calling from Owerri.
Israel, we have been... This is a promo for ladies to call. He reach your turn. He enter, go block him. Is it... What's the problem, Israel? Eh?
Okay, I'm sorry, but I have a great story because I wrote a lot and oh my God.
Okay.
Way back.
Jacob.
I remember my...
Jacob.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I said go ahead, Jacob.
My is Israel, not Jacob.
No, it's Jacob. They've not changed your name yet. It's Jacob. Go ahead.
Okay. There's no problem. My was in primary school. I started from primary school, primary 5, if I can. 5B, yes, I remember very well. Way back in Calabar.
Okay.
Way back in Calabar then. And there was this girl, Elizabeth. My word.
Wow.
She wrote this letter, and though before the letter, I was already crushing on her. But I couldn't. Like, I don't have the mind for me to, like, kind of walk up to her. Then, in our class, then, when we're having a class, like, teacher was in the class, let's see a piece of paper, like, my up to 4 or 5 guys don't pass the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, paper don't work up from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys before me. I was like, what really happened? They say, Elizabeth. And then we were taking extra class. Common entrance.
Okay.
Oh my word. I was like, thank God, do this thing I was looking for. Finally, it gets me. So I collected it. I was very happy. So we started exchanging letters like that. Not until my dad now found one of them in my class. My feedback went. So he was checking on my assignment. Oh my God. What did he tell me that day? Because both of us were living inside the same barracks.
Hello. You're living in barracks.
Oh my God. Barracks. I'm a barrack boy. Oh my God. What did he do you that day? Like, the whole mobile man that day, they took me to quarter guard. Like, at this age, I'm starting to say, I love letters. Oh. The thing was much. And they throw me inside the guard room. Why in the guard room? Everybody that comes to check me with their daily posting. If any policeman is listening to me, you will understand what I'm saying. Anybody that comes to check posting, you say, now this idiot, he's trying to work on me. Like, oh my God, it was much. And it was black and blue that day. And everybody that checks their posting, Oracle, I must get a knock or a slap from them. Oh my God.
Oh my.
It was much.
You don't suffer for love, oh. Wait. Are you in a relationship now? Wait. Are you currently in a relationship?
Yes, I am. I am about to get married.
Name is, no, you deserve happiness, my brother. Because you don't suffer.
I'm so bad, my brother.
Okay.
Honestly. And she's married now, though. She's married.
How?
She's married now. Elizabeth is married now.
Okay. I'm glad. I'm glad you are about to get my... Oh, come on, come on. That was... That sounds like what would traumatize a person and make him swear that he will never love again. Final message. Good evening. I never really wrote a love letter, but one girl wrote to me and she said in the letter, "I love you, Sammy, and you have really captured my heart. I want to be with you." I can't think this sweet. Whether as a child or as an adult, if they tell me this thing too, I think, go, you could touch me. And this one that there's Sammy inside. You know? All right. So I have the Anoporonko one of Obirikwere and the lyrical maestro Kosi in the building. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Sam.
Good evening, the Oracle.
Thank you for making the time. Anoporonko, sir, how many love letters did you receive?
I'm not sure Anoporonko received any love letter. Okay. Ashley did receive one.
Okay. If this is how I will call you Ashley, no problem. We can just do it for today. Ashley, sir, how many love letters did you receive?
Just one, and it was a very unfortunate love letter because I received serious persecution because of that.
Now, wow.
So it turned out there was this senior in school. I was in JS2 at the time.
Oh, I think I know the story.
I've shared with you.
Yes, you have shared that story.
I seen that guy flog me for hand.
Ashley saw Shege. Shege sat him down.
Girl that my senior is tripping for now writes me a love letter. Oh, Uncle Nassis. Hi. This guy flogged. It was on my wrist. It wasn't flogging my palm, my wrist. I'm like, what wickedness? Who sent this girl? Writes me a letter for.
Now love. So sorry, Ashley. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
It was just bulk of it is just useful exuberance. I don't, for my particular experience, I don't think it was. I think it was just a case of, well, I wasn't always in that city. I was like some new person who came into.
So fresh boy, you just come. You say go. You won't come.
That sort of thing.
Yeah,
so,
that's what it was. You know, we say, and I would have been angry too if I was in that school. I did since you just from nowhere. I think say ABC City boy. Can't carry our girls. I bet I made a flog you. You want too much. You too, they do.
I got to flog my hand.
But it's okay. Yours is not as bad as Uriah.
Are you?
Come on, Kosi.
Are you serious now, Kosi? Are you serious?
Come on. I didn't
see
that
coming. There's no way.
Technically speaking, he has a point. Because you have lived to tell your own story.
Yeah, nobody sent you to a war front.
but guess what? Yeah. We never actively had a relationship. It was just the flames. It never really became anything. You know?
Yeah, imagine David ask.
No, that one a person wife. You understand? He wanted someone's wife. But this one wasn't. We didn't have a relationship.
Even if he wasn't, and she was writing him. She was writing Ira love letter.
He don't die.
And Dave can't know.
He don't die.
No, if for easy, see, it's funny that we're talking about David right now. So, a lot of people would blame Bathsheba for falling for David.
Why?
Because, for lack of experience, you don't know what it means to stand before greatness like that.
No, please. Association of Bathsheba supporter. Nobody.
No, people blame actually Bathsheba. Say, which kind of woman? Why, you know, those kind of
that
things.
That person making talk for my front. We support Bathsheba.
You know, but it was going to be easy. That's what I'm speaking to. David was a superstar. You understand?
Yeah.
In this case, I was just some guy that just came.
David Nadi Davido.
I know they did the girl.
And Davido, like Davido of their time.
You know, this one, I never do anything. There was nothing. I mean, from my end, there was no need for the bad blood. I don't do you anything.
You.
They just write letter, give me.
All you did, you see, you didn't. It was, you didn't know what you were doing. You did something, but you just don't know. You understand? That you can't claim that you did. They were living peacefully in that school. This guy liked this girl. He had a chance.
So
getting this
girl. How was punishing me going to help him get the girl?
Well,
going to be.
It's more a case of if I don't succeed, nobody will succeed. You understand? If you were not there, maybe he would have gotten the girl, or maybe he wouldn't have gotten the girl, but he knows the girl will be with nobody. That way, everybody is good.
Child.
A totoro, if you from city, come, enter, say, yeah, yeah, this is what we do. He didn't do anything. The girl now saw you. The girl was managing the local champion before you came. Liking the guy, not really doing anything, but she was satisfied. You carry yourself.
There was
come.
Nothing.
And you don't take.
There was nothing. There
I spoke to your mom. She said you were born with a deep voice. You can't use your voice. You can't use your voice. Enter school. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was nothing.
And the
there
voice of reason. Like the girl said, Chinekele. That's it. See, so that's what you did.
Your Excellency, there was nothing like that. I didn't wait to hear Kosi's story. There was nothing. There was, and that relationship for the guy, it still didn't work. She was pissed at him. He literally just, you know, burnt all his opportunities.
Did you date the girl?
By that single action. I didn't. Was,
so the guy's plan has been achieved. If I can't get her, no one will.
It was all those case of, you know how some girls have these cliques in school and they have like the star girl in that clique.
Yeah.
She was pretty much like that. So
we're saying the same thing. And you came and took this target. In the clique of seven girls, you know even say, man, I manage.
I'm not talking at seven girls.
Okay, how many girls did the clique?
I don't know. I don't see any clique.
Why not? You know what? There's no problem. There's no problem. Kosi, let's hear your story, please.
No, I honestly don't remember receiving any letter. Okay. Yes, I wrote a few. And I became the regional writer. You know, I found I was good at it somehow. So I now became a writer for whoever needed my services, you know. Sir. Yeah, so I wrote mostly for people. But then I recall...
I did as well.
Yeah, sure. Why not? You almost even spoke for them.
No, I never spoke for anybody. Oh,
yeah. I refuse to contribute to this part of the conversation.
I get what you're saying. I get you.
So, there was this girl, Ifuna.
Her name alone is...
When a girl's name is Ifuna.
Her name is Write Me Love Letter. Nothing
she used to. She used to shine like a morning star.
Oh,
oh,
Ebube.
Oh,
Ebube.
Oh. She naked now. What's going on here?
We lived, you know, number 30 across us was 28. Okay. Just by the side to the right was their own building. 28. It was a place called Adela. But if you know Kenyatta Market in Enugu, it's just along, just up the street, you know, before Isochi, you know. So I always used to, she used to come out to the veranda, you know, and I would just go out, just, I was in awe of this girl.
Hell.
But I never really found the courage to talk to her. So I decided to write. So I didn't just put pen to paper. I used a computer to write. And I put the Cupid sign.
ChatGPT.
Legendary.
Hey. You reach because it's on. You reach because it's on. You use AI.
I put it there. We didn't have a printer, so I, you know, floppy disk.
Yeah.
I saved it. Oh, fiam, like this, you know. I printed it, put it in an envelope. I gave it to... I didn't take it myself. So I gave it to Kingsley.
How? Kingsley, sound like who no go deliver that letter?
No, Kingsley delivered it. That would not be, you know. So I gave it to Kingsley to deliver it on my behalf. So I didn't leave my name because I was waiting for what her reaction would be.
Yeah.
If it's positive, then I would and disclose the writer. Nami. So every day I would ask Kingsley, oh boy, how far now? I was quite young then. How far? Any? He said no response yet. Then one day he said, yes, there was a rest. I said, oh boy, how far now? Oh, how far? What's going on? She said the girl, Ifunaya, told him to tell...
Whoever.
Is it to tell? But Ifunaya, whoever wrote this letter has spoiled.
Wow! Chineke! I did not expect that. What?
Yo!
Come on! Are you kidding me right now? What's she older than you?
No, she wasn't older than me, but I don't know why she interpreted that letter that well. But That was the end of my journey.
Now it had to be. It had to be.
It was the end. I never saw her again for a lot of years. Of course, I left that place, and you know, the last time I saw her was when I was one of those days. I was rushing to the bus park as a youth copper then, you know, and then you know I saw her like, hey, nice, hey, hey. She, you know, she asked after, and you know, that was the end.
Did she eventually know that letter came from you?
No, she didn't.
And I'm sure you were glad she never found out.
No, the thing is, I was a confident person growing up, but in many ways too I was timid in a different, you know, I was the kind of guy that would mount a stage and make speeches and do all those kind of things in an audience of hundreds. You know, I was you know, but in some other dimensions I was a little bit timid, so it wouldn't have cost me anything, to be more direct. But, you know, as I said, it was just the timidity. But I wrote other kinds of letter. And for those I wrote for, they were quite successful. Their win percentage was quite high.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Someone says on WhatsApp, Kosi, na love letter, no be application. Umwenugu. Rodriguez. So we're going to start our conversation. But before we do that, I have to play this song dedicated to Kosi's experience.
I have to sing along. Actually, you have to back me up. You have to back me up, Ashley.
No. Peace Square, we have to start again because we want that name ringing true. Are you ready? Let's go.
What's the name of this?
My three ready. We're about to go.
No. We have the name for the band. There's Backstreet Boys. There's what are we calling the band?
I'm not. I'm the producer.
No.
That may be producer.
No, actually, we have to do this thing together.
Okay. So the two man band we have in Nigeria, we have Zulu Zoo, we have P-Square.
We are giving you a better name. Which?
Okay.
Do you think we give this Grammy Award to Zulu Zoo? Ever imagine such?
Come on. Okay. So I will give you a name if I can double as your manager. But now I'm your producer. Should I manage the two of you?
Okay. On the basis, if there's the contract to be terminated if you give us a horrible name.
Wow. My first name was designed to be horrible.
This is a single man band.
I wanted to call you guys the Okporoko Boys.
A man would have made us three, but you know, it's not possible.
I wanted to call you guys the Okporoko Boys, but obviously that would not work. But there's nothing you guys can do. You see this song?
I don't really.
Sorry. That's what came to mind.
But
obviously, my contract will be terminated because even I will not accept that name. But I mean, you can. How is the name effervescence?
If you don't go buy the album,
it sounds like everybody play jazz from Norway.
Okay. Sounds jazz. Okay, here's what we'll do. Give us a name for this band. I think that's the best we can do. 08090306416. So we take messages on WhatsApp. Ashley and Kosi are in a band. They're about to perform.
They are not in East Coast.
Ash, wait. Now don't spoil our this thing. We feel blow from here.
I have a name.
Okay. We feel from here blow. You understand? So they're about to release their hit single titled Ifunaya, dedicated
from
to
P-Square's
Kosi's.
Album.
Forget. There's no P-Square for now. From Kosi's experience. You understand? So we're about going. Just give us a name. We'll read the names, and the best one would win. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from very close to Oberukwere, the boys that are yet to be named are here with Ifunaya. Take it away. Mic 3, mic 2, are you ready?
Yeah. Ashley, you sing a rap.
Check it. The song has started. No, you cannot do. You sing a rap inside the song. Oh, these boys are destroying my tape. I've been waiting to reach for studio. Okay. Please. Mic check. 1, 2. Aha. The names are coming in. The names are coming in. Thank you. Thank you. We'll take that shortly. Once again, one final time. Please, don't spoil this studio session. All the way from very close to Obirikwere, the boys that are yet to be named with their hit single, Ifunaya. Let's go. Are you ready?
I found my part. My part is
What is they happen now? Man, I don't spoil my career now.
Okay, okay. Let's take the name. Let's take the names. This one says, Umuchina boys. Oh, oh my goodness. This one says, these boys don't spoil, it's a perfect name.
That's crazy though.
What did I get? Tell you. Yo, please give us your name. This is perfect. These boys don't spoil. Now the name of Naban. Okay. This one said the name of the band should be the Lover Boys. Not bad. Aswandi from Obodo in Ahoda. Is that your name? This one says Street Love Guys. Okay. And the final message. Love Way Band. Oh my goodness. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. So let's play Ifunaya now for real. Because we have to start a major conversation. You know, they're not going to perform, but let's just use that to... Okay, this one says Storyteller Boys Band. No, you're too long now. It's too long.
And now, let's talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
I have messages here. Somebody's already saying, Sam, you must read my message. Okay, I'll do that very quickly. This one says, hi, the name should be for Ifunaya Boys Band. For Ifunaya. Interesting. Love birds. I wrote a love letter to my teacher. I was loving him. Are you female? He called me to ask and I ran. I could not stand him looking at me, but I loved him. Khalifat from Bayelsa. Okay. Love birds band united. Ah, that's quite a mouthful. Someone says, David, now the Davido of their time. I swear I was feeling depressed before I tuned into the show, but listening to love letters gone wrong has made my everything right with the world. Kosi used floppy disk, but his letter still flopped.
Oh, man.
No, that was a good one. That was very good. Okay, Sam, you must read my message. I just did, and I'm glad I did. Okay, this one says, yeah, Oracle and the Anoparonko boys. I got tons of love letters. Thank you very much. This one says, toddlers in love.
Hey.
Ah, no, these are men, no. You cannot call their band toddlers in love. This one says, Brother Bernard and Son's band. Okay, thank you for all the suggestions. Unfortunately, we have not even started, but their contract has expired. They don't fight. They no greasing again.
Even the people who do the original, they no fight.
Well, true.